You're listening to SBS News.
For these Indian and Palestinian women, feeling comfortable in the water is an important goal ahead of summer.
If you go somewhere and you want to do swimming or somewhere something happens and you're in the water, you can save your life.
In the beginning, I feel very scared. But then I love the water.
Learning to swim is an essential skill. According to the Royal Life Saving Society Australia, 104 drowning deaths were reported last summer, a 5% increase compared to the previous year and 14% above the five-year average. About 25% were people born overseas. Ying Fan is the Cultural Engagement Coordinator from Royal Life Saving New South Wales.
From our research, we've got four countries with the highest drowning death rate in Australia. The top four will be India, China, Nepal and UK. So we're targeting those community groups.
Community groups helping participants to overcome cultural barriers too. Uniting Circle in Sydney's West recently offering a 10-week program for new arrivals and refugee women from Afghanistan in collaboration with the Royal Life Saving Society. This is Uniting Circle CEO Mojgan Tahiri.
Language was the biggest barrier that we had. I was literally running from one spot to another to translating for them. Towards the end, to be honest with you, the language wasn't a barrier at all because they could understand by the body language.
Approximately one-third of last summer's drowning deaths occurred at beaches, another 30% in rivers. 11 people drowned in swimming pools, that number doubling in comparison to the summer before. Mojgan Tahiri says demand is growing from the community's men as well, especially in light of last summer's drowning death toll.
If we're going to be in the reality of the beach around, what we have to do, what's the safety we have to do, how we can protect our children and how we can protect our families.
For swim teachers like Jamie Estefan, seeing skills improve is rewarding.
It does make me quite emotional to see the growth because I think in Australia it could not be more important than gaining that confidence. Our relationship and our culture with water is huge. So seeing them go from I can't even put my face into the water to them going, I can go to my friend's barbecue and hop in their pool and swim confidently and swim safely. But also too, they're actually setting a standard for their children. Mummy can do it, you can do it.
A splash in the right direction, in time for summer. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.